What's up, Dub Nation? This is the We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast with Sports Ethos presentation. Sam Orlick here. Warriors sitting at 32-28, ninth in the West, just 22 games remaining overall. Coming off of a road trip where they finished 3-1, picking up some big wins along the way. I think most notably was the win against the Toronto Raptors, 120-105. Big time win for reasons twofold. First, revenge game. Toronto came in to chase and absolutely spanked the Warriors earlier this season. Warriors just had no answer for them. And a mildly pedestrian Toronto team record-wise, but obviously making that trade, bringing in a few different pieces. Toronto would unfortunately lose Scottie Barnes due to a hand injury. He smashed the rim with his hand the other night against the Warriors. So looks like he's going to have season-ending surgery, going to be out for the foreseeable future. Rough news for him, but that was the first reason why I thought that was a big win, just simply because, you know, you wanted to get back at a team that you should beat, all things considered, where the Warriors would like to be up in the standings. You know, sixth seed or fifth seed is their goal, and a team like Toronto is a team you got to take care of. So, certainly good to see them do that. Second reason is Warriors had just absolutely terrible luck travel-wise. Their flight got delayed. They basically didn't land until 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning. And that very likely could have been a phone-it-in kind of game for the Warriors. And it certainly did look like it had the makings of that. At the beginning of the first quarter, Toronto got off hot. Everyone's hitting threes in very similar fashion to the game at Chase. But Warriors did not give up. They hung with it and were able to turn a corner and build a lead and then manage that lead for the rest of the game. So great to see them be able to do that. Obviously, last game of the road trip, I think, not going to waste my time too much talking about just an absolute clunker of a game against Boston. Steph Curry questionable coming into the game. He would play. Obviously did not look 100%. Warriors had some interesting decisions made 15 minutes before the game per Draymond Green, deciding to basically yield Jaylen Brown open threes because he'd been shooting 28% on threes as of late. So they played the numbers game, worried about you know, Tatum and all the other guys on the Celtics being able to get to the rim. So they figured that they'd give Jaylen Brown open looks from three since he hadn't been hitting them. Did not go well. I think Jaylen Brown had like 19 points in seven or eight minutes. Warriors just got absolutely destroyed. Basically a 40-point game at half. And the starters did not return in the second half. Guys off the bench didn't really play that much better. But you did get a long look at, you know, Guy Santos, Jerome Robinson, Quiñones played a lot. So honestly, you know, Warriors, you could tell this was not a game that they were, you know, had circled on their calendar that was must win. Like, it felt like they had with the other three games on this road trip. That game in Toronto really felt like, you know, it was either we're going to win this game in Toronto or we're going to win this game in Boston. They picked the Toronto game, and literally, you know, everyone who showed up to that Boston game had zero expectations. So no excuses. I think, you know, as a professional sports athlete, you know, getting paid a lot of money, you know, you expect everyone to show up and give maximum effort and prepare and do whatever it takes to win. Unfortunately, the reality is, you know, there are going to be games where you simply just don't have it, whether that's due to the schedule, injury, timing. This was an early 12:30 game, so definitely not making excuses for that kind of performance. But at the same time, it's one game out of 82. It's not a playoff game. Even if it were, playoff games, best of seven. So at the end of the day, you know, you take that type of performance and you basically throw it away, or as Steve Kerr said, flush it down the toilet. So I don't really want to waste too much time talking about that. I know a lot of people were upset. They feel like the Warriors haven't been able to hang with contenders, that the Warriors are frauds. They just beat these weaker teams. They can't beat the better teams. You know, and to that, I would say that earlier in the season, they had all the clutch games, right? And the Warriors had all these close games that they'd lost within 5 points. A lot of those were against teams like Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma, very good teams. So despite not being able to necessarily win or beat a lot of these potential contenders in the West, you feel like with the Warriors and their veteran core, when the bright lights are shining, we've seen the Warriors have success. These guys have been here before, and this regular season is more about making it there than it is about, for me at least, it's more about them setting themselves up for a successful postseason run, which means good playoff seeding if possible, avoid the play-in game so you don't have to deal with, you know, one game nonsense of guys go off and you gotta, you know, it happened to the Warriors three years ago, was it, when they had the play-in and they lost to the Lakers and the Grizzlies. So please avoid the play-in at all costs, which I think the Warriors are trying to do. So that's goal number one. And then probably even more important than that is health, right? You need everyone to be healthy and available. And right now you've got neither, right? You're fighting for playoff seeding in the ninth, you know, in ninth. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. Warriors are still just 2.5 games out of sixth, 3.5 out of fifth, and just a game and a half behind the Dallas Mavericks, and 2.5 games behind the Phoenix Suns. So there is a runway, there is a path, right? I see the light at the end of the tunnel despite this horrid game against the Boston Celtics. You got 22 games left, and you only need to win a handful more than the teams ahead of you. And then they got to be healthy, which is also a big question mark right now because Andrew Wiggins is away from the team for personal reasons, which isn't necessarily health related, but it is availability related. And, you know, it's somewhat frustrating in the sense that this is a similar situation to last season, but at the same time, this is more than basketball. This is Andrew Wiggins and his life, assuming his family. And this is a guy who's incredibly professional and wouldn't be doing something like this if it wasn't absolutely necessary. So we give him the time and the space to take care of what he needs to and respect his privacy and let him deal with this on his own terms and wait for him to get back and help this team go on a big playoff run. And then in the meantime, you got Moses Moody stepping up in the starting lineup, doing great things, showing Steve Kerr and the Warriors staff that he's an improved point of attack defender, that the ball doesn't stick in his hands, that he can be a great scorer, a great contributor in a variety of ways, and earn meaningful minutes, which all of Dub Nation has really been clamoring for the entire season. So it isn't all bad. But again, the two most important things for the Warriors as they gear up for the playoffs is, again, seeding and health and availability of their best players. So on the topic of seeding, again, saying how Warriors are just a handful of games away from their goal, but more importantly is also the remaining strength of schedule, right? So the Warriors had this, you know, perceived incredibly difficult schedule at the beginning of the season. Now it gets easier for them. So based on opponent win percentage, the Warriors currently have, you know, from one being the hardest and 30 being the easiest for all 30 teams, the Warriors currently are 25th in strength of schedule remaining, which means they have one of the easiest schedules remaining. Meanwhile, Suns have the hardest strength of schedule remaining. Lakers have the fifth hardest, Pelicans 12th, Kings 13th, Mavericks 24th, right next to the Warriors. Interestingly enough, the Warriors will play the Mavericks three more times. And again, the Mavericks right now are just 1.5 games above the Warriors, so that's pivotal, right? You can play Dallas three times, win all three games, and that would effectively, you know, catapult you into the eighth seed and, you know, control any tiebreakers that you might have with Dallas. And then Phoenix, again, hardest schedule remaining. Devin Booker's now going to be out for the next 7 to 10 days. Kevin Durant looks befuddled with double teams as of late. So that all bodes well for the Warriors. And this is something that, you know, I've been talking about and feeling optimistic about a strong finish for the Warriors is how healthy can these teams above the Warriors remain? New Orleans Pelicans have a bunch of guys who, you know, get come in and out of the lineup. The Kings historically have been a very healthy team, so not an issue for them, but certainly the Suns and the Lakers for sure. So that's going to be something interesting to see. So of the 22 games remaining for the Warriors, 11 are against teams that they, you know, quote unquote should be. These are Chicago, San Antonio three times, Memphis, Orlando, Charlotte, Houston, Utah two more times, and then Portland. And then 11 more teams have similar win percentages or better. You got Milwaukee, which is the next game on Wednesday, Dallas three times, which we mentioned, the Lakers twice, New York, Indiana, Minnesota, Orlando, and New Orleans. The Warriors were 19-22 in their first 41 games. Draymond Green came back at the 40th game, so he had missed the previous 24 games. Or sorry, he had missed 24 of their 39 games. If the Warriors go 18-4, that would get them 50 wins. And you know, I think it's doable. That's certainly a frenetic pace, but when you look at what they just did on this last road trip, going 3-1, and you extrapolate that a little bit, you know, that kind of implies that they go 11-0 against the teams that they should beat, which I just mentioned, and then 7-4 against the other good or better teams, which is realistic. You know, I think it's a little optimistic, 18-4 and going 11-0 against the teams that they should beat. I think 7-4 against the teams with similar win percentage or better seems pretty realistic. And so maybe you kind of pad that a little bit and say, nah, maybe 10-1 or 9-2. So that would put it at, you know, 16-6, 48 wins. 50 wins would certainly be really good. Considering again that they started halfway at 19-22. So there's a lot of games left to be played. There's a lot of different ways that this could go. And obviously you've still got 22 games. So you can't really be thinking about it too much in terms of looking too far ahead and planning out so much and thinking about all of that. You really just got to take it one chunk at a time. Just like the Warriors did on this road trip, right? You took the L to the Denver Nuggets after you had come out of the All-Star break and beat the Lakers and the Hornets. You go on this road trip, big wins against the Knicks and the Raptors. Wizards is pretty much a gimme. Bad beat to the Celtics. Now you come home for a little homestand. And so Milwaukee, Chicago, back-to-back, and then the Spurs twice, Saturday and Monday. Dallas and the Lakers. So that's the next six, three at home, three on the road. And you got to be looking at that six game stretch and be thinking 5-1 or 6-0. And you got to beat the Mavs. You cannot lose to the Mavericks. Really the only team that you could likely lose to in this next stretch of six games is Milwaukee. But again, I think after the disappointing loss to the Celtics, you need a bounce back win. I think it would certainly be a detriment to the momentum that the Warriors have built if you don't come off that embarrassing, disappointing loss and not put up, you know, a masterclass or get the W. You know, just take the win. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be 20 points. It could be a buzzer beater. At this point, a win's a win. And you just need to pick up as many of these wins as possible. In other news, before we close here, Steve Kerr named Western Conference Coach of the Month. Congratulations, Steve Kerr. Obviously, well-deserved. The Warriors have just been on a tear as of late. A lot of credit where credit is due. Steve Kerr's been doing an incredible job this season. There's been a lot to manage. Just trying to take this incredible core that's kind of aged a little bit with variance in performance and play, especially some of your best guys and Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins and Kevon Looney, and then have young guys that you're trying to implement, Moody, Kuminga, Pods, Jackson Davis, and it's a lot, and it's hard, and they're under a lot of scrutiny, and the losing makes it a lot harder, and so you're finally seeing the team come together, and it's just really nice to see Steve Kerr get that recognition because it hasn't been easy. So, again, it's kind of all we got for you guys today. Wanted to just do, you know, another check-in. It's gonna be a continual process over the last few months as we ramp up for the playoffs. Again, 22 games remaining, Warriors in ninth, but we're right there. You know, handful of games away from eighth, 2.5 from sixth. Unfortunately, we don't play the Kings. We already did all those games against the Kings. But you do have that one game against New Orleans, three games against Dallas. So it's there. It's there for the taking. Warriors just need to continue to put in the work. And you just got to break it into these little chunks. 5-1, 6-0 over the next three. And you got to take care of Milwaukee and Chicago coming up Wednesday and Thursday. And once again, this has been a We Believe Golden State Warriors basketball podcast. If you haven't already, please give me a follow over at Twitter. That's at SD Orlick. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll catch you on the next one.